Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
So again, my name is Alex Barthet. There is this misconception that because a job is bonded, that of course we're going to get paid. All we need to do is submit a claim to the bonding company, and then they'll investigate the claim, and if they see we did the work, then they'll write us a check. So, you know, what's the big deal? Why all the consternation about these contract provisions and doing work if the job is bonded? So the first thing you need to understand about bonding is that it is not insurance. Surety is not insurance. So when you get in a car accident, you've paid your premiums, you send it, you go to the mechanic, they look at your car, they write you a check. Pretty seamless process. Surety is far from that. As an indemnity product, the surety has an obligation not only to you as a potential claimant on the bond, but also to their principal, the person that they issued the bond on behalf of. So in our case, it would be the contractor. So what does the contractor have to do to get a bond? He or she needs to sign an indemnity agreement with the surety that says, I, contractor as a company, and probably me as a person, my wife, my partner, my partner's wives, all of us on the hook, personally and corporately, are going to guarantee and indemnify you, surety, in case you ever have to spend a nickel. So if you have to spend any money, you can come back to us and we will reimburse you.
Personally.
So when that bond gets issued, the surety says, okay, you're on the hook. Now we'll go ahead and issue these bonds. So now you make a claim because you're owed $200,000 on a job. The surety gets that claim and they will typically send you what's called a proof of claim. They say, thank you very much for your claim. I'm going to handle it. Maybe it's Travelers, maybe it's Liberty, some surety company. Please fill out this proof of claim form and then we will investigate your claim. It all looks very official. So the first thing you need to know is you don't have to fill out that proof of claim. There is no legal obligation in Florida to respond to that proof of claim. And in my experience, most of the time, the reason they want that document back, signed under oath with the backup, is to find reasons why they don't have to pay you. So as an example, maybe your first notice was late. Maybe they can find out that your second notice was late. Maybe they can find out that some of the money you're claiming is for materials that never got to the job site. By giving them all this backup, you're now giving them the reasons why they don't have to pay you. But let's assume that you submit some information, and quite frankly, even if you don't, the surety typically sends a letter to the contractor, the person, the principal on that bond, and they say, hey, we got this claim. Tell us what you think about it. And the contractor may go back and say, well, we haven't been paid. Back to the surety, we haven't been paid. Maybe we have issues with the work. Or they don't even respond at all. But what's interesting is that in most instances, the surety is only going to write a check to you voluntarily when their principal, in our example, the contractor, tells them that they can. And if that was the case, the contractor would pay you. Why go through all the rigmarole with the surety? You would have been paid already if the contractor wanted to pay you. The contractor has reasons why they either don't want to or can't pay you. So the act of making a claim against the surety bond is not an automatic way to get paid. What we typically advise clients is the following. Within about 60 days of your last work on the job, submit the notice of non-payment. That's the notice that needs to go to the surety to preserve your rights against this payment bond. And then, assuming you don't have a business reason to keep waiting, maybe it's a small amount and you have a great relationship with the contractor. But aside from some business reason to wait, we'd say if you haven't been paid within another 30 or 60 days, then send the file to us. And what we typically do is we file a lawsuit against the surety company and not even the contractor, because don't forget, you may have a pay when paid with your contractor. So we just sue the surety. And the reason that's important is that most surety bonds cannot assert the pay when paid defense. Meaning if if the contract you have with the contractor says pay when paid, the surety can't come back to you and say, well, we're not paying you because the contractor hasn't been paid by the owner. They don't have that defense. So as a result, it short circuits a lot of these issues. And it forces the contractor to potentially have to pay you. So you do this end run around the contractor and go right after the surety.
This episode is brought to you by the Miami Construction Forum. This invitation-only group of construction professionals of all sizes and trades meets monthly for an informal lunch-and-learn session on current topics of interest, from getting paid and safety to bonding and insurance. To see the upcoming topics and request your invitation, visit MiamiConstructionForum.com.
What's the most important thing I want to convey is that I just don't want you to perceive incorrectly that because the job is bonded, then hey, what do we have to worry about? Of course we're gonna get paid. It's no different than a lien or any other action that you may have to bring. It's security that, you know, if you've done everything right and you sue them and you're willing to spend the money in legal fees, you will more likely than not get paid because you know the money is there, but it is not a simple process to just turn it into cash. So all of the things we talked about ways to protect yourself are as important for a bonded job as they are for any other job. We have a client who's a prime contractor for the county and has a claim for a vendor that sold them a pump that was defective. So they didn't want to pay because they were assessed liquidated damages by the county. A relatively small amount, it was about 50 grand. So what does the vendor do? The vendor makes a claim on the payment bond of my client, the underground contractor. Depending on the relationship with the surety, different things can happen. So what happened in this case, the surety went out on their own and they hired their own lawyer, which they have the right to do. And then that lawyer ran up about $15,000 in legal fees and sent the bill back to my client. And then the attorney wrote a letter and said, keep in mind, the dispute's over 50 grand. That's the worst case scenario. The surety wrote back and said, you need to pay our lawyer their $15,000, and we want an irrevocable letter of credit for $100,000 to secure the claim that's been made against our bond that we issued for you. If you don't do that in 2 weeks, we're just gonna pay the claim on your behalf, and then we're gonna expect you to pay us back. So the surety, you know, starts to tighten the noose on the contractor, which takes away all of the leverage. So that's the other thing that happens. When you bond a job, you create this weak point that the contractor knows exists, and they exploit that to have you do things that you may not be legally obligated to, but unless you can financially withstand the pressure that your own surety may put on you. We had another client who, in order to continue to defend a case, they were obligated to put up a $2.5 million irrevocable letter of credit. Now, they were able to do it, but that's what the surety demanded. And you can't say no, because if you say no, they'll write the check, they'll take care of the problem, and then they'll send you the bill for it anyways. So to the extent you can ever avoid bonding a job, you absolutely want to avoid bonding a job.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forums on this and other construction topics, head over to the LeanZone.com.